503 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. Okay, I got the other mayor on the phone with me right now, my man Bob Kendrick, president over there with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Bob, how you doing?
Playmaker, I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I am doing good. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Always love celebrating Jackie Robinson Day's 75th anniversary. We got something special happening with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Tell us about it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Every Jackie Robinson Day is important to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, but the 75th anniversary is even more important of that milestone occasion. And so part of the museum celebration and commemoration, we will have a very special ceremony tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. where we will unveil a historical marker that was at the birthplace of Jackie Robinson. And sadly, Playmaker, someone vandalized the marker. They shot a shotgun blast into the marker and basically damaged it to the point where it could not be repaired. Major League Baseball stepped in and replaced it, but the Georgia Historical Society asked if we would want the damaged marker, which we quickly said yes, because it's an opportunity for us to remind folks of the enduring legacy of Jackie Robinson, but also the need to continue dialogue as we hope to bridge the gap between the racial divide that is seemingly growing wider in our country. And this is a wonderful opportunity to do so as we remember the courage of Jackie Robinson.
Yes, and we all know about Jackie Robinson's career with the Dodgers back in the day, but a lot of people don't know, or hopefully people will know, that he actually started his professional baseball career with the Negro Leagues.
Right here in Kansas City.
Yes.
With the great Kansas City Monarchs. And as I remind people all the time, it was the Negro Leagues and our city that gave America arguably its greatest hero in Jackie Robinson. But he plays here in 1945. And that's something that we are naturally proud of. And we're working hard to make sure that more baseball fans understand that Jackie didn't just walk out of nowhere and start playing for the Brooklyn Dodgers, that it really began here in Kansas City, again, with the great Kansas City Monarchs.
Bob, we got the 75th anniversary happening tomorrow. What do you like, or what do you think about how Major League Baseball handles celebrating his anniversaries every year?
Well, I think, Playmaker, they've done a really good job of helping people understand the magnitude of that moment when he took that first step on the field with the Brooklyn Dodgers. I equate it to being the first man to land on the moon because it carried that kind of euphoria in the African-American community. I'm not sure we've done as good a job of helping people understand that it began in the Negro Leagues. And hopefully this is an opportunity for us to continue to make sure that we tout that. Also part of this 75th anniversary, we just launched a brand new traveling exhibition that will debut in Los Angeles with the Dodgers called Barrier Breakers. And it celebrates and chronicles all of the players who broke their respective Major League teams' color barriers from Jackie Robinson joining Brooklyn on April 15, 1947, through Elijah Pumphrey Green being the last to complete the integration cycle with Boston 12 years later, because they all had their challenges trying to play this game at the major league level, and we want all of them to be remembered, and the more majority of them came out of the Negro League.
So tell them about this. What's the ceremony's happening tomorrow. What time, where is it going to be at?
At 10 a.m. at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, we'll unveil this historic marker and talk, obviously, about Jackie Robinson and what Jackie Robinson represents, not only in the echelon of baseball, but what he meant to this society. That was the beginning of the civil rights movement in this country. And so we should not forget Jackie Robinson, but we also should not forget the league that gave us Jackie Robinson. But we're very proud to welcome home that defaced marker, like I said, to serve as a reminder of his legacy, but also to continue the conversations, the very important and needed conversations in and around race relations in our society.
Another reason for you to get down to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Bob, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much, and look forward to seeing everything tomorrow.
Okay, Playmaker. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.